Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora e te whānau. Ko Michael tēnei. Ke te whakarongo mai koutou ki Arrow FM, your community access radio station. Now, I've got a guest this morning. Those of you watching on the telly may say, I can't see anyone, but she's on the phone. I'm speaking with Marisa, who is a chorister with the Wairarapa Singers. Good morning, Marisa.
Good morning, Michael. Lovely to be here.
Isn't it? Yeah, it's a bit nye outside, but, you know, good to be here.
Yeah.
Now, Marisa, I'm a long-time fan of the Wairarapa Singers, and I'm so looking forward to this next concert.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Yeah, the choir certainly rings the changes. You know, every concert brings us something different, something unexpected. So what do you feel is special about this one?
Yeah, we do. So I think every concert we've done over the past 2 years under our new music director, Mark Stamper, has just lifted us up another notch. And so this particular concert is probably represents the most challenging repertoire that we've tackled so far.
Yeah.
And the centrepiece of it is a work called The Requiem for the Living. And it was written by an American composer, Dan Forrest. And we're only the second choir in New Zealand to tackle it.
Really?
So if listeners are familiar or not familiar with traditional requiem, they tend to represent prayers for the prayers of rest, basically, for people who have passed.
Yeah.
And yep. They're always very beautiful, but they can, you know, they can be a little bit morbid, I guess.
Well,
and very
they're a tad on the mournful side for good reason.
Yes.
Yeah. So this is very unusual, isn't it? A requiem for the living.
Yes. So it kind of flips the traditional requiem on its head and says, well, you know, what about those who are left behind after someone who has passed? And it acknowledges, I guess, the, you know, that experience of loss that we all share in our lives.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful piece. It's extremely emotional. And I guess it just, you know, reminds us that no matter how diverse we are as a community, we all share those experiences of loss. And
yes.
And, you know, sharing beautiful music together can be really comforting and uplifting for
yeah.
us all. So that's what we need to do in this concert.
And that's the central piece, I guess, in this, and which is perfectly titled From Darkness to Light, because, you know, you have to move on. And so
yeah.
there'll be a good positive feel as we head towards the end.
Absolutely, yeah. So the ending is, I won't spoil the surprise, but it's...
I thought you were going to sing it all for me.
Oh, good luck with that. It's an unusual ending, but it's just incredibly beautiful.
Oh, well, that's great. I look forward to it. As I say, I've been to concerts for many years, and I'm always delighted, you know. My wife's in the choir, and she'll come back sometimes looking kind of grim, saying, oh, I'm not getting this, or it's not, this isn't sounding. And then I turn up and go, but it's beautiful.
Yeah. Well, your wife sits next to me, so I hope
yeah.
that's not the reason I'm looking grim.
No, I don't think so.
No.
No, it's just that personal thing. You want to do your best. It's aspirational.
Yeah, exactly. And we work extremely hard, and that's... Mm. That's really part of the culture in our choir, is it, you know, a lot of community choirs, there can be a little bit of an attitude of, well, you know, we're only amateurs, so
it's a hobbyist,
you know,
thing, whatever.
We can't expect too much of ourselves, and that doesn't really cut it in our choir.
I thoroughly
we're
agree with that.
We're always aiming, you know, to achieve the best possible sound we can, and it's actually a very satisfying process.
And you have more enjoyment, more satisfaction if you have been aspirational, if you have pushed yourself as far as you can go, and often further than you thought you could go.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's funny, I listen to myself singing sometimes and I think, is that me?
Yeah, did I hit that note?
What was that?
Did I hit that note?
Yeah. Exactly. Because I've been, I'm in a choir where, you know, you are put in a positive way to really achieve the best vocal production you possibly can.
Mm. Yeah.
It's marvellous. Yeah.
So you've been with the choir for 2 years or so, is it?
Yes. Yep. I joined the choir in early 2024.
Yep.
I had to wait. I was on a wait list.
Really?
Yeah. So you know how popular it is, but they let me in.
Did you audition?
And I've been, I did not, no, but Mark, who's our music director, had a little listen, and he placed me where he felt I was best suited, and I think that's, you know, another nice thing about the choir is that it is non-audition, because that process can be quite intimidating for people.
That placement you spoke of is so important, not just in the right vocal range, but even placement on the stage. You sit out the front and you go, wow, that sound is perfectly balanced.
It's amazing the difference it makes where people are placed, and it's something Mark goes to a lot of effort with us to get right, to place everyone in the best possible spot. And we've got 70 singers, so, you know, that's a bit of a challenge on its own.
Yeah, it sure is, yeah.
Mm.
Now, what was your own reason for wanting to join this choir? Were you at a loose end? Had you been in choirs before and wanted a challenge? What got you there?
A bit of both. So I moved to the Wairarapa in 2021, and I'd been singing in choirs in Wellington off and on for about 20 years.
Uh-huh.
And I was looking, I didn't really know many people in the Wairarapa, so I was looking for a place to meet some new people. And I was looking for a choir that, you know, was going to be a really good, high quality, was what I was looking for. And I did a little bit of research online and came across the Wairarapa Singers.
Yes, I think you found the right one.
Thank you. I think so too.
I'm wondering, I know that you have soloists who come in to join you for these concerts. I'm wondering, what's it like to meet your soloists towards the end of rehearsals? Do you have to adjust? I suppose it's quite a buzz.
Yes. it's quite a big change, and I think that's part of the process. And, you know, the reality is, being a community choir, we don't have unlimited budgets, so... You know, it would be lovely to have our soloists practicing with us every week.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're just not in a position to do that. So I think that's one of the skills you actually learn in being in a choir, that, you know, you
that adaptability.
You have to be able to be flexible. You have to adapt to what's in front of you.
Yeah.
And, it's always a joy listening to a soloist, because they're always just so good.
Yeah. And do they inspire you to take it up another notch when they turn up?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because you think, you know, as I said, it's not really, you can't in that situation just stand there and say, well, I'm just a community singer. You know, you do, I think you are inspired when you have a soloist in front of you singing so well, that it does lift you. And it's just such a beautiful experience for the audience as well. And I just always marvel listening to a soloist. You know,
yeah, but I marvel listening to you, to the big group, you know, like those are the moments that
nice.
Really transport me. Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely to know. Yeah.
So
well,
you...
it transports you as a singer as well, that experience.
I bet you, yeah. Now, you're in the polishing stages of rehearsals now, I guess. When do you hit the stage?
We are. So we hit the stage on Saturday, the 13th of June, out at the Trust House Theatre at Rathskeel College.
Yep.
And the concert starts at 4 p.m.
Right. So it's a big auditorium there. I guess it's okay to turn up and pay at the door. There's something like 500 seats.
It's 750, so we're hoping to fill the place this time.
Let's do it. Yeah.
So you can turn up at the door and buy a ticket for $25, or if you're age under 18, it's free of charge. because we really want to encourage
get some new singers too
of choral singing among young people. Or you can email us if you'd prefer to book beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
Our email address is whiteitupasingersnz, that's all one word, at gmail.com.
Even and I can remember that.
Good.
Now, look, you put in a lot of work to present just one concert. We're very grateful for that. What do you get out of that, putting all that work into this moment, this coming together?
Look, I think, you know, there's a special satisfaction in working hard on something you love, right? And I don't think it matters whether that's gardening or singing or house building or whatever it is. And just that opportunity to meet with a group of people once a week who all share the same passion as you.
Yeah.
And, you know, a choir is a bit like a family, I think.
Mm.
You know, you get that odd moment of tension and what the heck is going on here, but then you all, you know, you rise above it for the sake of the music and just the... It's one of the highlights of my week, those 2 hours where I go along and sing with people who are, you know, fast becoming really good friends as well as choristers. And it's, you know, there's been so much research out there done into the physical and mental health.
That's right,
singing. I mean, it's absolutely, there's no doubt it's so good for the mind, body and soul. So,
yes. And this is a process so that every rehearsal is part of the deal. All right, it ends up in a performance, but you're kind of performing every week, every time you turn up and you fine-tune things together. That's all
absolutely
the big part of it.
It is, and it's, you know, it's an unusual experience in a way because, as you say, you come along every week and, you know, every week is different, you know. Some weeks are better than others, but you just keep working at it and you keep practicing in between and then you get to the concert and you've got that one day to get it right. And but, you know, as long as you put the work in, it will always be okay. The show will go on, as they say.
And helping refine that work or driving this is Mark Stamper.
Yes.
Now, he's been with the choir for a couple of years now, is it?
Yes. So, funnily enough, he started directing the choir at the same time as I joined.
Ah.
So, yeah. And so he's got a CV as long as your arm, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
He's a highly, highly experienced choral director and music director more generally, and he's been a big part of, you know, well, he's really driven our development over the past 2 years.
And his high standards are something that he uses to elevate you, to help you achieve the best that you can.
Yeah, he does. He doesn't accept second best, Mark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
he actually makes me laugh sometimes with his comments, but he's always... Second best is never good enough. You know, you're always striving for perfection.
Yeah, and I've seen and heard the results of that, you know, over these couple of years. But I must also pay tribute to previous directors, Andrew and Angie before that. I've watched and heard some great concerts under their baton.
I mean, the choir has got a great reputation in the region.
Look, we, the audience, we turn up, we're your beneficiaries, but you're also supporting Hospice Wairarapa, right?
We are. We decided, just in line, I guess, with the theme for the Requiem, which, as I said, is supporting, you know, those who are left. Yeah, and it's very relevant to what Hospice does. So we've formed a little partnership with them, and we're going to donate $1 per ticket to Hospice. And in return, they're helping us to promote the concert through their networks of supporters and volunteers and through their shops. So we're very grateful to them, and yeah, we're very excited actually to have this sort of partnership with them. I think it's the first time we've done something like this. So
yeah
it just gives, it hopefully just gives people one more reason to buy a ticket and come along.
Great. Well, let's get that date and time again. So,
sure.
Yeah, it's on the 13th, right? You tell people, you know best.
All right, then. So it's Saturday the 13th of June. It's at 4 p.m. and it's at the Trust House Theatre at Rathkeel College.
Yeah. Get there maybe a little bit early. I mean,
I was going to say that. Yeah,
there are no bad seats there, but you know, you've got to park.
It's marvelous theatre. You know, it's custom made for performances like ours, and it's paired seating. So if you thought like me, you won't have any problem being able to see. And it's a very comfortable place to spend a couple of hours and enjoy some beautiful music.
Yeah. And you will take us from darkness to light. Not a bad thing.
Yep, that's the plan.
In the bleak midwinter.
That's right. Good timing.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much, Marisa. I'll be there. I'll see you on the 13th.
Lovely. You're very welcome. And thank you, Michael, for giving us this opportunity to promote the concert. We really appreciate it.
Great. Well, pleased to do so. All right, well, thank you, Marisa. I'll say goodbye now and get on with a few other things, but
okay.
It's been great chatting with you.
Absolutely. You too. Thanks, Michael.
Bye.
Bye.
Right. Well, gee, I don't want to spoil the concert and play you anything from their repertoire, but here's a nice piece of classical choral music. In a similar vein.
just about fine. You get what you need. The Chelsea drugstore to get your prescription filled. I was standing in line with Mr. Jimmy. A man, did he look pretty ill? We decided that we would have a soda. My favorite flavor, cherry red.
From the Rolling Stones. Do you know what? I think I'll dedicate that. You can't always get what you want to the American people. I feel for you. Oh, be quiet. There we go. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, one thing you should keep in mind at this concert, From Darkness to Light out at Rathgill College Saturday the 13th at 4 o'clock is... the orchestra. Let's not forget the orchestra. You're going to get a full sound, a whole choir, soloists, and a great, very accomplished orchestra as well. What else is happening? Well, Paul Gadsby's New Zealand Birds exhibition and a fundraiser. This is a fundraiser. It's at the ConArt Gallery and Studios. You know where that is, just near Aratoi on the corner of Bruce and Queen Street. Yeah, Paul Gadsby, he's exhibiting his solo show, large oil paintings of New Zealand birds and the effects of environmental degradation to their populations. His work is inspired by celebrated New Zealand painters Don Binney and Gordon Walters. Very familiar with those works. Paul's using this opportunity to share the proceeds of sales with Blood Cancer New Zealand, the national charity dedicated to supporting New Zealanders living with blood cancers and serious blood conditions. Paul's currently battling blood cancer himself. Exhibition runs until June the 28th, so not a lot more time to get in there. Sunday, 10 to 4. ConArt is frequently open. So go there. I always, you know, that's an interesting little corner. You often use that to when you're walking around to cut through. And every time I cut through, I go, are there any doors open? Are there any artists currently there that I can talk to while I look at their work? It's a great facility. Now, what's happening at Aratoi? Storytellers. It's a family-focused and hands-on exhibition to keep all ages busy over the winter. Play with the popular imagination playground blocks, Lego table, and explore making comics. A visual feast of colour and fun characters is on display, taken from Aratoi's collection, as well as quieter areas to relax and daydream. Now, it says here Saturday, the 6th of June, which is tomorrow, 10 till 4. This is supported by Masterton Library and Te Manawa Museum of Art, Science and Heritage, Palmerston North. Storytellers at Aratoi. Well, while we're in story mode, why don't I play for you a really interesting bit of storytelling from The Small Faces and Stanley Unwin. This is Happiness Stan. Come on.
High wall, city, comfy bowl, two square on your body. Then I'll begin.
Something full of colored dreams. Deep inside a rainbow lived Happiness Stan. In a small Victoria on a chalabanks. Evening will be here quite soon. Stan could sit and watch the moon. Watching as the white light slowly makes the night red. Cars sweeping by while time stands still.
Now, that's just the first part. The whole second half of that album, Ogden's Nut Gone Flake, is a kind of fairy story about Happiness Stan, who notices that half the moon has been taken away. You know, because you get that, don't you? But he thinks that it's been stolen, and he sets out on a quest to find the other half of the moon. And it's got the wonderful voice of Stanley Unwin in it, who made up his own language, really. He used to appear on television quite a lot, talking in this strange way. Like when he started that, he said, "Are you all sitting comfortable, two square on your bodies? Right, then we shall begin." I love it. I love them. Small Faces, after the Beatles, my favourite 60s band. Speaking of, you know, beat and Beatles and music, Boogie with the Beat Girls is on at the Copthorne Hotel and, you know, Solway Park. Today, tonight, 8 till 10.30, catch the irresistible Beat Girls as they take you on a musical journey featuring the sizzling sound of 60s girl groups, Beatles, Nancy Sinatra, Soul and Motown, ABBA, well, everything. Right through the 80s as well. There's Amy Winehouse in there as well, and right up to now. So kind of everything. Their chameleon-like ability to change music and also interact with the audience guarantee the Beat Girls are a surefire hit in any situation, a walk down memory lane designed to get you grooving. They have been a kind of franchise for a really long while. I remember Jenny, was it Jenny who started it way back in the 70s, late 70s? Fabulous. Yep, so break out your Beatle boots and your boogie shoes, get down to the Solway, Copthorne, and burn, baby, burn, because it's going to be more than a disco inferno. Is going to be a Beat Girl party. Now, at the Wairarapa Events Centre tomorrow at 1 p.m, Miriama Kamo is talking about less waste, greater place. Less waste, greater place. Come and join Miriama Kamo live for a special one-off afternoon at the Wairarapa Events Centre. Known for her work on Marae and Sunday, Miriama is an award-winning reporter and one of Aotearoa's most trusted storytellers. In this engaging corridor, she shares her personal journey, the experiences that have shaped her, what matters most to her, and how she's embraced a low-waste lifestyle. And in a way that's practical, realistic, and grounded in everyday life. Grounded, you know, compost. It's a chance to hear her speak in person, ask questions and walk away with ideas. I think we all need as many ideas as possible. I try to do the best that I can with my compost heaps. However, not to take away from what we each individually do, but things will not change properly until we get the big corporations and the big governments to change their polluting mindset. I really think that there's no way to completely disentangle the mess without getting rid of our current model of trickle-down capitalism. What can we do about it? Complain, revolt, get rid of them. All right, that's it from me. Just a bit of a revolutionary kind of encouragement there at the end. Talk to you next week. Bye.